from Bradbury here. I just thought I'd take 2 or 3 minutes today just to spend some time talking about relationships. In my area as a psychic, I get constant requests or information about relationships. And it's a big topic today because there are many types of relationships. There's the traditional married to the same person for 30, 40 years is probably rare in this generation. There are so many different types. There's the traditional marriage, obviously. There's the de facto relationship. And then there's all sorts of other relationships. Texting relationships, relationships that are just email content. Skype relationships, relationships from a distance. Relationships with people that fly in and fly out because of their work environments. Relationships with people that live from different countries. And then relationships with ex-partners and even divorcees and blended families. So there's many, many sorts of relationships today. There is no one normal relationship. We don't even know what normal is anymore. Anything is acceptable. Same sex, heterosexual, all sorts of different combinations. It's really exciting to think that we have all these options today. It's wonderful to feel that we can create all these different dynamics in relationships. In my own situation, I've been married for, would you believe, for over 40 years. It's a long time to be with the same guy. And when I look back as a young mum and I realise where the relationship started from, you know something? I didn't know what I was doing. And I don't really believe he did either. We just fell into it. Very young and very inexperienced. But as the years have gone by, we've learned to tolerate one another. And we've learned also to take responsibility for our own happiness within the relationship. Because no one person can be everything to you. It's just not possible. So what are my 7 tips on trying to keep the relationship alive and trying to keep it healthy? It takes work, let me tell you. Constant work and constant re-evaluating. I would say to you the first tip is to improve your attitude towards the relationship means that you are growing as a person. That's my first one. The second one is to look for the good that's in the relationship, not what is not working. The third part of my tip is to say to you, take time to be together without other people around. An evening out, just the two of you to talk and to just be on your own is really important. Number 4 is to create some fun. Create some fun where the two of you just do something by yourself or include your family if you have children with you. Something fun and dynamic. You don't have to have a lot of money to do this. You can do something really simple. Just fish and chips on the beach with a bottle of wine and 2 straws by yourself in the pouring rain, if necessary, is time out for the relationship. So always find time for the two of you. That's my 4th tip. My 5th tip is never go to sleep on an argument. Always sort the argument out before you go to sleep. For a number of reasons. 1, you won't sleep if you don't. 2, you'll sleep better if you do. And 3, you'll wake up in the morning and feel you can start again. My 6th tip is to laugh at life. If you laugh at life and if you laugh at the way in which you actually take yourself so seriously and you have high expectations of your other partner in your life, then you are exhausting the relationship and beating it up if you don't. Learning to laugh at yourself is a huge, huge way of creating a more positive relationship. And 7 is to love yourself first. 7 is the most important part of any relationship. If you love yourself first, the other person can't fail to love you. Love comes from within. It starts with you and ends with you. At the end of the day, there is only you. Any relationship that you enter, whatever type of structure and form it takes, loving yourself first is the key to any successful relationship. The rest is just part of your story and it gives you life meaning. So I hope you'll like to listen to this little MP3 again and just pick up on my 7 tips for a successful relationship. Talk again soon. Thanks for listening, Pam Bradbury.